Welcome to the Inspired Word of God. I'm Marcia. The title of the message today is called Heavy Load. Lord, let your message fall on fertile ground, and may you send others to water the seed. Amen. 1 John 5:14, and we can be confident that he will listen to us whenever we ask him for anything in line with his will. What are we talking about when we say your will or God's will? What does our will or God's will have to do with a heavy load? Will is defined as the faculty or conscious and deliberate action, the power of control the mind has over one's actions. Power in choosing one's own action. The act or process of using or asserting one's own choice or volition, which volition is a choice or decision made by the will. We know what a heavy load is. We feel the weight of whatever we carry physically, but we feel the emotional weight and mental weight of carrying a burden. That burden is often referred to as a load or heavy load. We equate burden as a load because it weighs us down emotionally. When we are burdened, most of us pray about it, or we at least ask someone else to pray for us. When you ask for prayer, you have hope that the Lord will intervene. We usually don't think about it when we are talking to God in prayer and asking him to fix our problem, but we don't ask for his will to be done because we are wanting ours to be done. We want that prayer answered our way. We have the power to choose our own actions. That freedom of will, it applies to us, meaning we cannot manipulate how God is going to answer the prayer for us just because we leave out, "Not my will, but yours be done." In 1 John 5:14 and 15, it says, "And we can be confident that he will listen to us whenever we ask him for anything in line with his will. And if we know that he hears us, whatever we ask, we know that we have the petition that we desired of him." Remember in verse 14 where it says, whenever we ask him for anything in line with his will. Some things we ask for are not in his will, but we cheat ourselves out of blessings because if it isn't according to our will, we refuse to consider his will, and we won't pray about it. We just abandon the prayer. The same scenario takes place. We send prayer up and ask God to help us. He sends us the answer. It may be impressed upon our spirit, or he may send it through someone else to speak a word to us. We refuse to listen. We don't want to hear it. So again, we have blocked our own blessing. We refuse to trust him that he has a better answer, a better solution that will resolve the situation. This is the connection between his will, your will, and the heavy load that is still with you. Jesus gave us a guideline, a prayer model in the book of Matthew, chapter 6, verse 9 through 13. And it's called the Lord's Prayer. We sing it and we recite it. Matthew 6:9. After this manner, therefore, pray ye. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtor. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever. Amen. Notice in Matthew 6:10, it said, thy kingdom come, thy will be done, in earth as it is in heaven. When we pray this prayer, we are asking for God's will to be done in earth as it is in heaven. The Lord knew before we were born that this would be an issue, the battle of the wills. And when we are seeking an answer to a prayer, the most effective way is to seek the will of God. The important thing is to understand how we can block our own blessings. He tells us in Scripture to seek His will. And He tells us in 1 John that when we are in alignment with Him, we have the confidence that our prayers will be answered. My closing prayer, Lord, I pray that we learn to wait on You. I pray that we learn to ask Your will and expect Your will in our prayers, in our situation, and in our lives, instead of seeking our own will. You know how things are going to happen for us. You know ahead of time. And I pray that we learn to trust You and wait and seek Your will instead of our own. People live in depression. People struggle in situations that they don't have to suffer through. If they would just seek Your will, in the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen.